This podcast is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. To learn more, visit crescent.evansville.edu.
Hello, players who love D&D but cannot be bothered to read any of the actual canonical source material.
DMs who have never once DM'd a high fantasy campaign and refuse to read any of the original source books.
Welcome to Table Talk. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Robert.
What are we doing today, Robert?
This setup fucking sucks.
We're in a different room. Space
because somebody is also recording at the ass crack of the evening. So we are playing Dungeons & Dragons Ultimate Edition Trivial Pursuit. We went through this as a group the other day before one of our sessions because we were waiting on somebody to show up late as usual.
Yeah.
And realized very quickly that none of us, the exception of maybe one person who's read the source books, knows a single goddamn thing about traditional Dungeons & Dragons. Like, these questions are fucking nuts. It's like, what color did the wizard in the Dungeons & Dragons TV show / cartoon wear?
We thought, so I was with a friend of ours as we were picking this game out, and I got so excited because I thought I was going to be asking questions about, like, okay, what spell does this, and what class is able to do this feature, and, like, things that are more, like, to the game's mechanics, and we were super excited for that reason, and then we got the game, and it's, like, lore. It's, like, who founded Baldur's Gate? Tell us about who's fucking mayor of the Sword Coast.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. What's happening with our
That's a great question.
Volume?
I don't know.
This is a new setup.
Yep,
this is a new room.
Setup. I'm trying not to blast my ears with our volume, but it doesn't look like I can do individual headphone control. Just one.
Oh.
Just one. Just one volume.
Okay.
Woo!
I hope this sound mix is right.
Yeah, sound mix should be fine. I have the volume turned up. So this is, this sucks. The setup sucks. I mean, the room is nice, don't get me wrong. The podcast is, it's like, the setup is nice. It's just not our usual room that we spend hours putting together.
Straight up manual labor.
Yeah, unpaid. Well, she gets paid, I don't. Anyways, we've never played Trivial Pursuit either. This is our first time. I literally looked up how to play the game on WikiHow. Because, fun fact, these are the instructions. These are the other instructions. They don't tell you shit. They literally just, how do you win? Get 6 wedges. Roll and move to center. Must land on it exactly.
We're not sponsored by Trivial Pursuit.
Or Wizards of the Coast.
Or Wizards of the Coast. Or anyone. If you want to sponsor us.
Single group.
If you want to sponsor, there was a cool brand that sent me a free tabletop map on from TikTok, but I'll talk about that later. Sponsor us.
Sponsor.
Anyway, let's play. How do we decide who goes first?
I'm 6.
An owl bear.
I'm a mind flayer.
The minis are really cool for this. I guess we can shout those out.
I thought about just straight up using the minis as like a campaign thing, but again, I don't play high fantasy, and it doesn't look like these motherfuckers are meant to come off the stand. So,
absolutely not. We got a mimic. Do you want to hold him up?
Sure.
We got a...
A mimic.
Are they literally called like...
Flaming skulls.
Yeah, I didn't want to get that wrong.
No, they're
flaming
skulls.
No, it's literally just flaming skulls.
It's just a very traditional, stupid fucking monster.
A beholder.
Tiny little beholder.
And a gelatinous cube.
How are beholders made, Madison?
Don't do this to me.
Do you know how a beholder's made?
Don't do this to me. I don't give a fuck about beholders.
It's like one of the most iconic monsters.
Listen. I got into D&D because I thought
it
was like a fun game.
Take a stab at how you think beholders are made.
Theater thing.
Take a stab at it.
You behold something.
No, not quite. I'm probably going to butcher this, and I'm sure somebody who's listening will call me on it, but my understanding of how a beholder is made is basically through negative emotions.
Oh.
They're literally born out of, like, terrible, awful, negative emotions.
So could be beholding, like, a terror.
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I want to say something before this starts, because I'm going to be stupid in this game.
Where do mind flayers live?
And I'm... Let me finish the thing that I was about to say.
The Underdark.
Let me finish the thing I'm about
terrible,
to say.
Terrible, awful place. They have evil gnomes there.
I do. I know.
And evil dwarfs.
I know a little bit about the Underdark. I want to preface the beginning of this.
Evil everything.
As a femme person in a nerd space, I constantly feel that the need to prove myself. Because, like, you go into a comic book store and you're like, oh, name fucking 3 comic runs of this character and blah, 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 blah. Like, I've been to cons. I've been quizzed. I've dealt with that shit before. I'm just putting it out there. I'm having fun, gang.
Ugh.
You know?
I don't know anything. I just know a little bit. All right.
Just feel the need to
you
preface.
You roll a
d6. I do know about
we're not D&D. Using the dice that came with it because it's a regular fucking...
You're just like a normal, like, game dice.
For a Dungeons & Dragons-themed Trivial Pursuit, you think they'd give you, like, a cool d6? Nah, dog. They give you that.
We're so negative in
garbage.
Everything that we talk about.
This is just one that I bought in
England.
We're
never going to get a sponsorship.
All right, I'm going to roll. I got a 2. Beat a 2, Maddie.
See if I can. I got a 1.
Holy shit. Okay, so the way Trivial Pursuit is played, I think, is that you start in the center, you roll a dice, you move your way out. The goal is to collect one of every color.
Yeah.
I'm on a time crunch / limit, so that's probably not going to happen. But we'll see how far we get.
No, absolutely not.
I rolled 3. So I'm going to move 3 spaces in any direction. Oh, Jesus. What question do I want to start
with? Do we want to read what the categories are?
Yeah. Magic and miscellany. History. Monsters. Dungeons and adventures. Characters. And cosmology. I'm going to take the easy way out and go cosmology. I feel like I got that one. So this is when the other player or team and then reads the cosmology question.
Okay. In Eberron...
Oh, come the fuck on.
We spent how long of a campaign in Eberron?
Never made it out of one city.
In Eberron, during what activity do mortals usually encounter the plane of existence, Dalkor?
What the fuck? Activity?
I would like to homebrew a rule.
Activity?
That's what it says. I'm going to homebrew a rule. When we inevitably fail a question, I think that we should be allowed to ask a question on the card to the person that we think that they would get.
Okay. Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Does it count? Can we count it?
Yes. Dreaming. When mortals dream, they are physically project their minds to the Dalkor where dreams play out. I did.
Holy shit.
I know this only because I can't remember what the race is, but they're basically dream people. They're like, they're a humanoid race.
Green. Magic and miscellany.
Okay. How many days is a corpse immune to the spell Speak with Dead after having been the target of it?
Oh, shit. Days? Is it 30?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go 30. It's probably not.
I was going to, like, make a math joke. It's 30? 10.
Damn. Son of a bitch.
I couldn't divide.
I know it's you.
And I just froze.
I was like, 30 days sounds good for that, right?
I mean, it's always like 30 or 10.
I know. You move 3 in any direction you'd like to.
Oh God!
It's basically just choosing what kind of question you want to get.
I don't have faith in any of them.
Magic, history, monsters, dungeons and adventures, characters and cosmology.
Yeah, but here's the thing: they don't actually follow those things. It's just random.
Correct.
Cool. Okay. I'm gonna roll a d6 to decide. 4. I didn't assign them.
We'll go here.
Cool. Pink.
Dungeons and Adventures. Yeah, you're fucked. In Horde of the Dragon Queen, what flying ice fortress
hate dragons.
Built and inhabited by giants is being shared with the Cult of the Dragon?
Once again, famously hate dragons. The one from Shrek.
No. What's that fucking... Is it charades where you have to, like, try and...
Yeah.
We're about to play this shit with charades, dog. All right, I'll ask you another question since you didn't even do it. Whatever. What burly, white-furred creature lives in frozen regions and can freeze targets with her chilling gaze? It's white. It's cold. It's hairy. It's like a mythical creature that some people believe in today.
Oh, the Yeti?
There you go.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I didn't know the freezing creatures with its gaze. The Yeti to me is like that's fucking
technically you
people.
Got it right. Roll again.
Yay.
Otherwise, we're never going to get through this.
Correct.
Yeah,
one.
Take one of these.
Two.
They're the same. So yeah. I was just, what direction would you like to go in?
Four. Do I get one of the yellow ones now?
Nope, you have to land on it exactly. Unless you don't want to play that way.
No, fine. Let's play the rules.
All right. Oh, what did you land on?
Blue.
Characters. In Dark Sun, whatever that is, characters of the Templar class cannot be of what alignment? This is just a shot.
Evil.
No, it's actually the opposite.
Is it good?
It's good. It's good, exactly. Templar characters are always neutral or evil.
Well, that sucks for them.
Three.
Why are we putting people in boxes? Why are we saying that, some... Oh, I was going on a bit. Never mind.
I'm trying to get
what
in a
color?
Box. Blue.
Minder. A character.
Who?
From the Minder.
Who?
Minder. Minder Manners. That's
Minder.
Not on here.
Minder.
Minder.
I hardly know
a
her.
Character from the Forgotten Realms comic books.
No.
Was a sentient version of what kind of construct?
No. Construct? Fucking book?
No.
What is it?
Gollum.
Piss off.
Minder is a iron golem animated by the spirit of a female dwarf.
I know who that is. God damn it.
Okay, here, I'll ask you a question that you should know. Oh my god, there's several, like, really good ones on here. Okay. There's one I want to ask you, but you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Dying adventurers in 5th edition D&D must make what kind of roll in order to stabilize? You should get that.
In order to stabilize? It's death saving throw, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, I was thinking, like, players can also make a medicine check to stabilize another player, so that's where my mind went originally, because I was like, surely it's not that easy. It's a core mechanic of the game.
No, it is.
It was that easy.
The other question I wanted, of the 11 characters depicted
on
the
cover
of the 1978 Player's Handbook, how many were recognizably women?
One.
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, ask me another one. This one's monsters.
Monsters.
I'm on a wedge.
Which one is that?
The orange one.
Orange one. Are green dragons typically lawful or chaotic?
Oh, green. Green. Shit.
I feel like you've gotten this. You've gotten so many. Like, your questions are so much easier.
Are they normally lawful or chaotic?
Yeah.
Chaotic? Damn it. They're green. Lawful. They're lawful, aren't they?
Lawful.
Son of a bitch. I don't know my fucking dragon colors. I've only ever played with a handful of them in the campaigns
the
before.
The second that a
I've
dragon
I've played with a white one.
Up.
I've played with a red one. I've played with a gold one. I've played with a black one.
How many of them died?
All of them. And I guess technically I played with Tiamat and Bahamut.
Oh, those are the two I was referring to.
And those are the two that are all colors. Or at least Bahamut's not, but Tiamat.
Hey, okay, if I get this green one, I get a little slice of cake.
What the fuck? What? What? Huh?
One of these we found was misprinted.
What spell level is a cantrip?
It's not. It's zero.
Zero is correct. Cantrips are simple spells.
I get
that casters
a little slice.
I read that wrong. At first, I read that as, what spell is a cantrip? And I was like, what the fuck does
what
that mean?
What spell is a cantrip?
What spell is a cantrip?
I'm asking you.
I had no idea.
You
I thought they
me.
Were gaslighting me. Roll again.
Four. Oh, shit. I lost my little cake.
You gotta push it in until it clicks.
Oh.
There you go.
One, two, three, four. Yellow.
What was the first game product sold by Wizards of the Coast? It's the name of a game. You're not gonna get it.
Yeah.
Toss me that trash can so I can have my spittoon for the session. Thanks. I'll lean out.
I'm so sorry to everyone who witnessed that.
You're not gonna get it, dog.
Yeah. If we're not gonna get it, let's make something up. So I'm gonna say, We Hate Women, the board game.
The Primal Order, a role-playing game for god-level characters, co-authored by Peter Atkinson, whoever the fuck that is.
I know the name Peter Atkinson.
What kind of spell takes extra time to cast but doesn't expend a spell slot?
Ritual.
There you go.
I know my spellcasting shit.
Go again.
I know my game mechanics. One, two, three, four.
That sucks.
History.
Well, what kind of giant is King Snur Ironbelly who dwells in
King
Muspelheim?
Who?
King Snur Ironbelly who dwells in Muspelheim. I know how to answer this because it's a mythology thing, but you don't know shit.
Frost?
No. It is fire. Muspelheim's like a dimension of fire. It's a
Norse.
Yeah, it's a Norse mythology thing.
So I knew it's it was Norse, realms. But I
yep.
tune half
he's
of it.
He's a fire giant. Term for a bond. I'm not asking that when I'm tired of you winning. which one?
Wait! I won't move the spaces. Just ask the question.
What is the term for the bond some magic items need to establish with potential users before they will
attunement.
Work?
Attunement. See, I know game mechanics.
It's cake.
I only know game mechanics. So the closest I've gotten to like traditional D&D and like the realm of that is like I watch Critical
Role. I can't roll again. I just have to try and get this one.
Are you picking up a card for?
No, Valen. Orange. Monsters.
Orange? Orange is not monsters, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is monsters.
Yellow is history.
I'm crazy. What creature combines the features of a horse and an eagle and can be trained as a flying mount?
Huh?
You as soon as I say this, you're gonna know it. So we're gonna play what's the game where you get to give people hints, like not charades?
Isn't it charades?
No, charades is like physical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, where you put the timer.
That could work too. We played that at Disney and it got
That shit was atrocious.
We had a crowd watching us.
Yeah.
What creatures? Horse and an eagle. And can
horse
be trained as a flying mount.
And an eagle.
So it has like a beak.
Oh, a griffin?
I'm going to give you one more shot. I'm going to give you one more shot. You're close. Those letters are in it.
Sit up.
Kind of.
Pegasus?
No, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
What in the fuck is it?
A Pegasus is a horse with wings. I need you to know that.
Yeah, an eagle and a horse.
Eagle. So it's got like a beak. It's got like a beak.
See, that's why I was like griffin, because griffin's got beaks.
And like talons?
Yeah. A
and
griffin
like,
has beak, talons, and wings.
They're like in Harry Potter. That doesn't mean anything to you. Never mind.
You like the Patronus things?
No.
No? All right. Yeah. Also, I haven't read or watched any of the Harry Potter things.
Yeah. He's been to a Harry Potter themed bar, like a immersive bar.
Not on my
bar.
Own volition. I fed all the drinks to somebody else.
A hippogriff.
Oh, a hippogriff.
What?
Thanks.
No, I'm not. No.
One, two, three.
No.
We're never going to get through this. I'm so sorry.
I was okay.
Give me green.
I had a question on here that I could have asked you and you could have gotten points for. What
you could
was
ask
it?
No.
What
is it? No, what
it's
is
too
it?
Late now.
What is it?
It's too late now. I'm asking you.
What's the question?
With a lifespan of around 750 years, at what age does an elf typically claim adulthood and an adult name?
What
Think
age?
About how old the character that I play, the elf character I played was.
200? 250? A 100?
Yeah!
Yeah,
first 100. Try!
100! First try!
This is the most cooperative we've ever been in anything that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Anyway, the green one.
The green one.
What necromantic spell is particularly effective against plants and plant-type creatures?
Blight. Blight. B-L-I-G-H-T. Blight.
Would you like to share with the class, Robert?
No, that's okay. I've talked about it before in a previous episode. Go listen.
Robert built a whole plant encounter.
Somebody took blight, and I didn't check spells.
It was so fast. I mean, it wasn't. It was bullshit, but...
Well, again.
A card just flew.
4, 5, 6.
You were making cards fly.
I roll again. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The dungeons thing.
When TSR compiled all of the early...
No. No.
When, when
Next
TSR
question.
When TSR compiled all of the early giant and drow modules into a single continuous super module, what was the product called?
I don't know. A bucket giants and drow?
Queen of spiders.
Sure. Fuck off.
Let's see. A lesser fae spirit that is bound to a tree becomes what kind of creature?
Dryad?
Yes.
Huzzah. Now let's see if I get a one. Fuck me, I got a five. God.
Sucks to suck. I don't like that you're gaining on me.
I mean, it didn't make a bit of difference, dog. We both have one.
I know. What was the product title of the loose leaf binder that replaced the monster manual in the second edition of AD&D, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons?
No. No.
No, final answer.
No is my final answer.
Monstrous Compendium.
No. Who the fuck wrote that? Ask me another one.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some cards where all of them are
air, earth, fire, and water elementals. Yeah. Elementals are all immune to which kind of damage?
Oh shit.
You should know this as a DM. We've never fought elementals.
Never, not once. Why would I know that?
I don't know. You should know things.
What? Huh? Well, it's not. Acid doesn't make sense, right? Well, no, acid could work. Fire doesn't make sense. Acid?
Close. Poison.
Poison? Oh, that makes sense. I was trying to think of, like, all the elements that could realistically break the other ones down. I guess acid would work for earth.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying.
I mean, acid breaks everything down.
No, that's valid. I mean, for the fire, make it bigger, I guess.
One.
Maybe. I don't know how
to roll again.
Nice.
One.
Alrighty.
Pink.
The Ballad of Sakatha foretells.
Say it a new way. Try another pronunciation.
Sakitha. The Ballad of Sakitha. I'm adding a T.
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Sure. Not sponsored. Foretells the undeath of the.
Next question.
Eponymous. Eponymous.
Cover up. There's if it's villain just a question, just let me
of
see.
The 1982 module. You're not going to get it. Just
Count Dracula.
12 Tomb of the Lizard King.
Wait, what? I thought the question was asking for like one person.
All right. Since I got fucking ragged on for not knowing a goddamn hippogriff, what do you call a fiery bird-like elemental that explodes when it dies, leaving
a
behind
phoenix.
An egg-shaped cinder that, yep, hatched a new one, phoenix. There you go. Congratulations. Roll again. Four.
One, two. Three, four, blue, please.
Members of the Harpers and Faerun sometimes wear a silver pin that combines the image of a harp with what other symbol? I know this because it's in our Waterdeep game that we have at home.
Like the board game?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
It's in their sigil.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never play them, though.
Nope, you sure don't.
I always choose the pretty colors.
Not gonna get it. It's just a fucking shape, man.
Square.
No. Crescent moon.
What? Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. If it's a shape, it's just a crescent. It's not a crescent moon.
Found in Barovia, St. Markovia's thigh bone can be used as what kind of weapon?
Thigh bone?
Can be used as what kind of weapon?
A thigh bone?
Think about it. What kind of weapon do you think you could use? You could turn a thigh bone into. This is just a martial weapon, guess.
So fun fact. I was actually reading about bone weapons earlier today.
Uh-huh.
I know some of them made boomerangs.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the answer to this question.
No.
My instinct is like, honestly, you could, if we're talking about turning bones into weapons, legitimately several possibilities.
Uh-huh.
Club.
Yeah.
Dagger.
Yeah.
Improvised weapon. I think if you're picking up somebody's bone, that counts as
totally
an improvised
valid
weapon.
Yeah.
Shank.
That would be a dagger.
Arrowheads.
Just arrows.
Let's go with a knife.
It's a mace.
Get fucked. Get so fucked.
Five. Yellow.
What 1988 novel?
No, stop.
By R.A. Salvatore introduced the character Drizzt Do'Urden.
Dungeons and MILFs.
The Crystal Shard. Very close, though.
Super close.
Which gender is higher ranking in Drow society, male or female?
Female.
Correct.
Yeah. It's the only reason why they would put it on there. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Huzzah! I'm on another fucking pie. Let's go. Gimme.
Second,
give me,
I want lip gloss.
Gimme pink. Gimme pink. Pink.
I'm getting there.
Dungeons and Adventures, which we all know I'm not going to get.
Which famous hill giant chief is named after D&D co-creator Dave Arneson?
No! Succotash. Final answer. Succotash.
Nosnera. Basically, Arneson backwards.
No. What's another question? Or are they all kind of bad?
Let's try.
yeah, that means they're all bad.
Which of the Outer Planes is a place of dramatic scenery and good-natured but passionate inhabitants, including numerous elves?
Huh? Outer Plane, passion, numerous elves.
I have heard of this one, which is the only reason I threw it your way. I don't think you're going to get it.
Yeah, not going to get it.
Arboria.
Sure.
Also known as the Olympian Glades of Arboria. In case you didn't get it from Arboria.
All right, Madison. Let's try and get you off this blue peg. Dove and Florin Falcon Hand were both members of which courageous adventuring company in Faerun?
The Harpers?
No. Knights of Myth Drainer. Yeah, you're not getting any of these. I mean, you might, dog. You might.
I don't know, because don't tee me up, because when I fail, it's going to be so much worse.
Name one of the two material components required by the spell Regenerate.
Oh, motherfucker.
A kind of liquid in a random object you're never going to get. I dropped the card.
I thought it was a seed, but if it's a random object I'm never going to get, then I'm not going to guess that.
It's a circular object and a kind of water.
Holy water?
There you go.
Cool.
To you, Bone. Take your peg.
Oh, wait, I get the... Yay!
Yeah, take the blue... See, this is not going to happen, folks. Not at all.
One.
Well, what is it? What color?
Yellow.
A dungeon master who is overly generous in awarding treasure is running what style of D&D game named after a game show host?
What?
You don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. Style of playing. Name a guy.
Name any man. Bill Clinton.
Okay. Monty Hall.
Oh!
Named after Monty
Hall,
the host of Let's Make a Deal.
You should know Monty Hall.
Which type of giant ranks highest in the caste structure of giant society? Frost, storm, cloud, hill, fire, or stone?
Frost.
Incorrect. It's storm. Because they're literally higher than all the other ones.
Oh, whatever.
I thought maybe you would. What the fuck was that?
That was the box.
Jesus Christ. Let's see if there's another one on here you'll get. Nope.
Pick a new card.
Yeah, you're not getting any of those. Time to roll. I don't get to go anywhere. Pink.
In what order do players fight Frost, Hill, and Fire Giants in the Against the Giants module series?
I have to pick the fucking order?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Frost, Fire, and Hill? Is that what it says?
Yeah, Frost, Hill, and Fire.
I'm thinking Hill. I'm thinking Hill's first because they're the dumbest and the easiest to kill. So now it's just a guess on fucking fire or ice. I'm thinking, oh shit, man. I'm thinking Iced and Fire. What's the order?
The answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Hill, Frost, Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I got lost. You said ice and
no,
my brain short circuited.
I was thinking like layers of like the earth that you would move through, right? Hills at the top. In theory, ice is next because it's like stone. And then at the bottom, you get to hell. It's like fire. Fuck yeah. Let's go. Give me pink.
Ice is the same as stone.
Yeah, basically. That's definitely not what hill's for. Three, one, oh. Shit, I gotta go back because I already got this one. Cosmology. What's the question?
Which of the outer planes is a morass, I don't know, of impertinent matter and energy with no structure, but what can be imposed by discipled minds? You'll know the name of the answer, but I don't know if you'll get the answer from the question.
Antimatter.
The plane of antimatter?
Yeah.
That's my favorite plane.
It's my favorite plane, too.
It's Limbo.
You're lying. Whatever, dude.
Also known as the ever-changing chaos of Limbo.
Bullshit.
Maybe that's where Magnolia was from.
Maybe. You're not going to ask another one?
Oh, okay.
Can I give you another chance to get off this?
Ooh, one, two, or three?
Two.
What was the subtitle of the D&D computer game sequel Baldur's Gate 2?
Fuck you.
I thought you would know this. This is why I asked
Fuck
it.
Fuck you.
I thought you would know this.
No, I have seen Baldur's.
Someone in our friend group played this one and talked about it recently and used the subtitle. I knew the subtitle. Believe it or not.
I don't know what the subtitle
is. I still haven't played Baldur's Gate because Baldur's Gate 3 because I know that it's going to be like The Sims.
You're suck the fuck in.
No, that's why I don't play video games. That is the primary reason I don't play video games. Shadows of M.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't fucking know.
Roll, bitch.
Don't call me bitch.
It's a friendly term. It's an endearing term.
I don't give a fuck. One, two, three, four, five. Green.
Powdered corn extract and a twisted loop of parchment are the material components of what transmutation spell?
I blacked out after powdered corn.
Transmutation
spell. Are we in Indiana now?
Transmutation spell. Corn and powder, corn and twisted loop of parchment. This spell, if I'm thinking of the correct spell, it was used in a Crown of Candy episode that was very dramatic.
That doesn't
by a
help
ranger.
Me. Okay.
Somebody.
Yeah,
I don't want to say anymore because it's a bit of a spoiler.
Yeah, I got the character.
You have the moment.
I.
Super dramatic. It was like climax of the. Yes, but no.
The poison one.
Yeah, yes, but no. It's rope trick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. The other really climate. One of many in that campaign. It's my favorite for a reason.
The detect poison
that
one.
Was clutch. Now, rope trick, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a very climactic moment where one character is about to...
Crown of Candy's on Dimension 20, by the way.
Yeah, there's one character that's about to... And then Liam, who's the ranger, uses rope trick and pulls somebody into a little pocket area.
Solid.
Incredibly fucking depressing what happens after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all bad. It was all bad. I guess I should give you another chance. This is just a this or that question, so really cool. It's just a guess. Is the faux wood grain on the original first printing D&D box a horizontal grain or a vertical grain? You see what I'm saying? It's just a 50-50 chance, but who the fuck knows the grain?
Listen.
Horizontal or vertical, Madison? Just pick one.
I hyperfixate on a lot of things.
Pick one.
Horizontal.
Horizontal is correct.
There we go. I thought it was going to be
vertical. I'm going to cut you off before you mess it up.
Three.
Roll again.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. An orange.
Eey.
What kind of humanoid creature was Dorsane, before he was transformed into the first ghoul? This is actually a very common trope. This particular race gets turned into a lot of things and a lot of different traditional fantasy stuff. And it's not the base one.
For some reason, my instinct was half elf, but that's not right.
Just think dumber.
Human?
No. Your answer, scale it back.
Half?
No.
Elf.
I said think dumber. Half it. She said half? Half? A race is half?
Well, a halfling is a race, first of all, and they are humanoids, but I don't know any evil halflings.
Roll again.
4. Move me. Pink.
Good luck. In The Rise of Tiamat, Xanthal's tower is surrounded by what perplexing barrier?
Walls.
Hedge maze. Surrounded by a maze.
A hedge maze and walls. Is a hedge maze not walls made of hedge?
I'm not asking you that question because that's too easy.
I ask it.
No.
I won't move.
I'll
just ask the question.
After Fine. I ask you this one. What are the colors of the 5 heads of Tiamat?
There are 5 different colors?
She's the goddess of chromatic dragons.
Cool. Well, you didn't say that when we were fighting her.
I did, actually. I described all 5 heads.
Well, I don't believe that or remember that.
I believe that.
So they're the colors of chromatic dragons. Red, green.
Two right.
I was about to say,
2 out of 5.
Okay. See, I don't know I don't give a fuck about dragons. I hate dragons. So I know colors of dragons, but I don't know if they technically count as chromatic because I know there's also, Bahamut's white, right? No? Cool. Then I don't feel like white's in there. But I know gold is one, but I also feel like that's not a chromatic dragon. I'm talking out loud.
Green
blue?
And red is what... Okay. Blue. That's on the list. You got 2 more.
This is so scary for no reason.
Green, blue, red. Roji Biv.
Purple?
No. Purple's not a fucking... Purple?
I don't know! I cannot stress enough how much I don't like dragons.
Are black and white. Black and white. Black.
If we're talking,
rainbow
colors.
Dragons are
bullshit.
Traditionally thought of as like shadow dragons. So
I said
from like
white.
a shadowy place. They're evil. We fought one in my first campaign. White dragons are boneheads and dicks to the max. So
I
red are
white.
Like red dragons are known for being power hungry and territorial. White dragons are known for basically being savages. They're fucking batshit and they eat things. Oh, and they're super vindictive.
All the power to people who like dragons. Something about them pisses me off.
I just think they get
medium.
I'll ask the last question that I know you'll get. Which character class is a spellcaster who draws an inherent magic from a gift or bloodline?
Sorcerer! The best class, in my opinion. I'm acting like we get hate
Yellow.
Comments. We don't get any comments.
Leave comments, goddammit.
In 1997.
No.
Roughly how much money did Wizards of the Coast pay for TSR and D&D? $3 million, $30 million, $30 million, or $300 million dollars? 30?
Yeah.
Correct.
Hell yeah, let's go. Roll again. 4. No! Monsters.
Monsters. That's green. Wait. You said monsters. That's green, which
is magic.
I'm sorry,
magic and miss.
Which 6th level evocation spell is cast using a magnifying glass as its material component?
Huh?
I didn't know this one! Ask me the green ones all fucking day!
I did ask you a green one earlier.
I know, I love the green ones.
You didn't answer it.
I know.
Okay. Green one next time, then. We'll just go straight for it.
Think about my current character. I basically have used this spell several times recently. You can hold a magnifying glass up to what celestial body?
Nah. Fireball.
Sunbeam.
Sure.
I gave you all the hints I could.
Sure.
A gargoyle is classified as which type of creature? Construct, elemental, or fiend?
Construct.
Elemental.
Why?
I you know,
think about this.
My favorite element is gargoyle.
I mean, I guess because it's earth, right? But why?
I wouldn't. No, because it's stone specifically.
Yeah, it's like magically
so I would
animated
say construct,
stone.
Because,
so
like,
construct.
That's a construct. But no, elemental, because you know the elements: air, fire, earth, gargoyle, water.
Air, fire. And then the gargoyle nation attacked. Sure.
I'm a gargoyle bender.
Because I'm not letting you roll. Roll. I'm not. I'm going to ask you the first one, anyways.
Two.
What is the material component for the spell Gust of Wind?
It's a legume. It's a bean, because it's a fart joke. It's a bean, because a bean makes you fart.
It's a what?
A legume.
A legume what?
Seed.
Oh, yeah. It's because we already went over that.
No, I know that!
Now time for the real question, because that was just a bonus. In Dragonlance, which priest from Haven, once a seeker, revived the worship of gods of light after reading the discs of Meshachal?
Peter.
That's good.
Fuck if I know.
Elistan.
Why can't they have normal names? Wait, do I not get to go again?
Nope.
Fuck you.
Purple.
I hope you feel this.
Cosmology.
Which of the outer planes consists of twin paradises?
Why is this the only fucking question I've gotten?
One, a pastoral landscape, and the other, an untamed wilderness.
Hell.
Bytopia.
All nine circles.
Bytopia, also known as the twin paradises of Bytopia.
No. Next. Come on.
I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to be nice. And actually, you were kind of mean to me last turn, so I'm not going to be nice.
Sure.
They're both easy, actually.
Valid.
The djinn is a type of genie associated with which element?
Wind.
Which element?
Air.
Correct.
What the fuck ever? What the fuck ever? You knew what I fucking meant. Give me purple. I'm in, not in the lead. We're tied.
Do I have three?
Yeah, you have three.
Holy shit. How'd I do
three,
that?
I have three. Cheating.
You're asking
one,
me
two,
the question.
Three. Yellow.
Which seminal card game gave Wizards of the Coast the money to acquire TSR?
Uno. Uno.
Can't wait.
Goldfish.
See the reaction to this. Magic the Gathering. Which seminal card game gave Wizards of the Coast
I didn't
money?
Know that that came in that order.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wow. They bought Dungeons and Dragons with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
I always thought it happened in the other order. Mm-mm. Or the reverse. Wow. I feel kind of stupid now. Ask me another question.
Okay. Hey, this shit sucks. Do you have something you want to send in to make it better? Criticisms, topics you'd like to see discussed, or an advertisement you'd like to run? Maybe you even want to sponsor an episode.
If so, shoot us a message at mc460@evansville.edu or DM us on Instagram at Crescent Magazine. Or we'll never get better like these fucking guys. Hello?
The Tao is a type of genie associated with which element?
The Tao.
D-A-O.
Yeah, I know how it's spelled. Earth.
Judgy.
Earth, air. What is it? Earth, air, fire.
Gargoyle.
Earth, air, fire, gargoyle. Water. Jesus Christ, why did it take me that long to come up with that? Water?
Earth.
Of course. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Roll.
Sorry.
This game is dumb.
One. Yellow.
Nice. What 2013 Gen Con exclusive model contained a preview of the forthcoming 5th edition D&D rules?
Read the question again.
What 2013 Gen Con exclusive module contained a preview of the forthcoming 5th edition D&D rules?
God, I didn't pay anything. I didn't pay attention to anything before 5th edition. I'm just trying to think of...
You're not going to get it.
Yeah. Dragonlance?
Close-ish. Not at all. Just one word was in there.
Dragon?
Ghost of Dragon Spirit Castle.
Listen, you throw the word dragon in something,
you're
going to get
fucking
close.
Fucking shoo-in for green ones.
Well, okay,
to summon a goat of terror.
A what?
Goat.
A what?
Terror.
Why did we not use that?
What kind of magic item do you need?
What the fuck is a goat of terror?
Goat of terror. What kind of magic item?
Like a scary goat?
I'm going to look it up. What magic item?
Because if it's a scary goat, then we should have used this in our previous campaign.
Goat of Terror, 5th edition. What in the fuck? This should be crazy. Nope. Or Google's just going to... You're going to give me...
I'm going to say animal hair, like goat hair.
Nah, dog. Magical item. And ask for magical
item. Oh, magical item? I don't know. Goats?
Figurine of wondrous power.
Okay, I take it back. Maybe I don't know shit about spells. Ask me other questions now.
6.
Blue!
I have to make my way all the way around the board to get back to one I haven't gotten yet.
In the world of Greyhawk, are the monks of the Scarlet Brotherhood good, neutral, or evil?
Evil.
Correct.
Yeah, I saw a little thing earlier about Greyhawk.
I thought you meant you saw the back of the card.
No, I should have, but I didn't. Magic and miscellany.
What mineral is the material component for the spell Wallifier? Did you get answers on the Goat of Terror?
I'm looking it up now. Figurine of Wondrous Powers is a statuette of a small beast, of a beast small enough to fit in a pocket. If you use an action to speak the command word and throw the figurine to a point on the ground within 60 feet of you, the figurine becomes a living creature. If the space where the creature would, blah, 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 friendly to you, defends you, it exists. Ivory goats. Okay, so there are different goat statues specifically. This one, the Goat of Terror, becomes a giant goat for up to 3 hours. The goat can't attack, but you can remove its horns and use them as weapons. One horn becomes a lance of +1 quality, and the other becomes a longsword of +2 quality. Removing a horn requires an action, and the weapons disappear, and the horns return from the goat when the goat reverts to figurine form. In addition, the goat radiates a 30-foot radius aura of terror while you are riding it. Any creature hostile to you that starts its turn within the aura must succeed a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be frightened of the goat for 1 minute.
It's not as
15
fun.
Days until you can use it again.
Not as fun as I thought it would be, but still
Goat of Terror.
Entertaining enough.
Yeah, I don't know really what I was expecting. That's a magic question.
What mineral is the material component for the spell Wall of Fire?
Mineral?
Mineral.
Is it like a regular mineral? Or is it some magic bullshit?
It's not magic. I don't know what to...
Fucking zinc? I don't know.
I can help you here, dog. It's phosphorus.
Oh, I should have... God damn it. Give me another one.
From this one?
Yeah, from that one.
Oh, this is fucking cake. This is bullshit.
All the ones you thought I was that are cake, apparently. I don't know.
You will know this one. Is a warlock spellcasting ability based on intelligence, wisdom, or charisma?
Oh, charisma. Yeah! Roll again. Huzzah.
Be crazy if it was intelligence.
And now, would it technically be
the people who made a deal
through the middle
with a bigger entity for power? Yeah, they're the smart ones. What are you doing?
Trying to figure out the quickest way to get to the thing that I need to get to.
Is that allowed?
I think it is. I make it house rule. It is now.
Cool. What am I doing?
Cosmology. Go ahead. I swear to God, I'll eat the card.
Hope you're hungry. Which of the outer planes?
Are you serious?
I think these are
Again?
Only questions about outer planes.
Incorrect. The one I'm looking at has nothing to do. Actually, this one has to do with a wine.
Is it Faye wine?
No.
Oh.
No.
I learned about Faye.
It's a nut, actually. The answer is a nut.
Nut wine?
No, it's a kind of nut.
I'm moving on. Which of the Outer Planes has four layers dominated by volcanic mountains inhabited by suspicious
Which
and
one?
Greedy fiends? No.
What's the answer?
Okay,
next question.
Gehenna.
Gehenna.
Sure.
Gehenna.
Let's go with that.
Gehenna. It's Gehenna.
I'll ask you one more. I'm getting a whole new card for you. I'm being nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
are those garbage?
Yeah. Okay. What transmutation spell allows you to vanish and reappear at another spot within a 10-foot distance? I've pissed you off with this.
Fucking blink? Misty step? No. So Misty step is 30 feet, and that's a reaction, is it not?
10 feet. Misty step is not a reaction.
I thought it was. I thought you could react to Misty step somewhere.
If you have an ability to allow you to use that as a reaction.
Ten feet?
Come on. I've used this so many times. Give me your fucking phone. You cheater! Cheater! Stop it! I can't. There's too much expensive equipment for me to launch myself across the table, you fucking bitch. I'm not accepting your answer. It was blink. You already said it.
Yeah, blink. I got it.
Give me my lip gloss.
Yeah, blink.
Give me my lip gloss. I hurt my hand on your phone. Give me my lip gloss.
I won. It's okay. The thing I Googled didn't even give me the answer.
Give me my lip gloss for
real. So I won with blink. I roll again. Two.
I want my lip gloss.
That sucks. You threw it at me.
Which adventurer used the wealth he obtained from the Undermountain to found the Yawning Portal Inn where he serves as a barkeep?
Jesus. Final answer.
Christ our Lord. During Lent, Robert.
During Lent. Is it Lent?
Yeah, that's why I haven't been eating meat on Friday night.
How long does Lent last?
40 days.
Jesus Christ.
Leading up to Easter.
Y'all are dedicated, man.
I'm Catholic.
Couldn't be me.
I'm just realizing me saying I'm Catholic on this podcast.
Couldn't be me. Anyways.
Their fuck face.
Roll a dice.
So close. This is actually the dice, not my lip gloss.
That's so funny.
Four.
You can get your ass up and get the lip gloss since you launched it at me.
I don't want to crawl under the table.
Oh, that sucks. Are you
Green.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
I'm putting it on.
You've had it in your hand forever.
Yeah, and I reapply.
It's lip gloss.
What about it? My lips need to stay hydrated. They get especially dehydrated in the winter. It's like a thing. This is like a hydrating gloss. This is a Lancôme rosy plump.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Absolutely.
Fun fact, my day job is a makeup artist.
We're not doing that. What school of magic does the spell Glyph of Warding belong to?
Okay, here's
Since
the thing.
Since you know green so well.
I love magic. I don't give a
school
fuck
of
about
magic.
Schools.
School of magic.
Glyph
of Warding.
Evocation?
Nope.
No. Evocations make, yeah. Motherfucker.
Abjuration. Sucks to suck.
Read me another.
The House of Good Spirits in Waterdeep makes
Why?
Zar a popular beverage by fortifying sparkling white wine with what flavor liqueur?
Nut.
Almond.
I'm allergic to that.
That sucks. Give me the fucking dice.
No, I get to move for the...
You don't get to move for the... You didn't get either one of them right.
I said nut. Almond is a type of nut.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
100% yes. I'll move.
You don't get to move, dog.
One, two, three.
You don't get to move. I hate to tell you about it. You didn't answer it right.
Sorry, that was right in the mic.
Yes, it was. I don't have one.
That's so cheating. I'm so confident that's cheating.
I'm sure it is.
Who can cast the spell Speak with Dead? A cleric, a sorcerer, a warlock, or a wizard?
I actually fucked this up not that long ago. Because we asked this exact question at the table, and I thought it was the wrong class.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Who can cast the spell Speak with Dead? A cleric? A sorcerer? A warlock? Or a wizard?
Wizard. Sorcerer. Sorcerer. Final answer? Warlock. I was trying to think back to the D&D movie. What class?
Cleric!
What class the kid was, because he wasn't a cleric, but he still used it.
Yeah, he was a sorcerer. He was a wild magic sorcerer, but he had the spell written out for him. And it was also a plot device, because it was a movie.
Cleric. Interesting. I guess that makes sense.
Sorcerer is a crazy pick for that. Sorcerer.
Ask another one.
Sorcerers can't do shit. No, you've been mean to me.
I've not been mean to you. You didn't get the answer. And you tried to be like, oh, yeah, you answered. You threw the lip gloss at me, dog.
I'm not even talking about that anymore. You've been mean.
I have not.
Okay, fine. I'll ask you a cosmology one. In Eberron, what is the term for the human vessels that are possessed by the nightmarish creatures called the Kore?
You can go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, thank you. It's inspired.
Sure.
4. Purple.
Did you look at the fucking car, dog?
No.
I don't trust you. If a friend in Waterdeep asks you to loan him 10 dragons, what is he most likely asking for?
Money?
Incorrect. 10 gold pieces. I'll ask you another question, Madison.
You! You are a fuckface! That money? That's gold, bitch!
There are a lot of different kinds of money.
No!
There's gold, bronze, silver.
You know I don't deal with anything other than gold, first of all.
Oh, well, okay. Which coin is more valuable, an electrum or a platinum?
Platinum.
Platinum it is. Roll again.
I'm done throwing things.
I don't believe you.
You shouldn't.
What's
5.
What scourge-like weapon, terminating in multiple living snakeheads, do drow priestess use to punish and torture inferiors?
The fuck?
You heard me. A whip with multiple snakeheads. Inferiors.
It's not a cat of nine tails. Because they're snakes. Snake nine tails. I don't know, man.
Whip of fangs.
That's stupid.
Whip of fangs. Whip of fangs.
Whip of
what
fang.
Type of lawful whip evil fang. Creatures were called Bat-Izu or Baatezu in second edition AD&D?
Elves.
Devils. It was devils. Devils was the correct answer. Give me fucking monsters. Monsters.
What do you call the gray dwarves who live in the Underdark?
Oh my god, I'm forgetting their name.
Bro, you talked about them at the beginning of this episode.
No, I didn't name them, though. I can't remember what they're called. I can't remember what they're called. Holy shit, I feel so stupid. I literally talked about the Underdark today. Less than an hour.
Yeah, but now when the pressure's on, you
no,
forget
I just don't
everything.
Think I've ever had to use their name.
Now you know what it's like to be a woman
what,
in a
what's
comic
the name?
Book store. Duragar.
Duragar. Next one. Give me a shot.
What first level enchantment spell uses the petrified eye of a newt as its material component? I'm going to give you another hint, often associated with warlocks. Iconic warlock. First level spell.
The only thing spell-wise that is iconic about a warlock is Elder's Blast. Prove me wrong, you can't.
Hex.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
Obviously.
Wouldn't have gotten that. Roll again, please.
Bullshit that's not associated
well,
with.
It doesn't matter. You still get the same one. Which one is it on?
I don't get to roll.
It's on monsters. No, because, I mean, you're not going anywhere, dog.
Me?
Yeah, you're like here. That's where you're at.
What the fuck are you talking? I could still move.
Oh, yeah. That's fair, I guess. Six?
Oh, wait. No, do we... I forgot how to play this
roll
game.
Roll again.
Do I have to
get it right? For
the sake of
time, roll again.
Move? Okay.
Roll times.
Two. I already have that one.
Yeah, that sucks. Org Ninja
no.
is the master of which guild in the Free City of Greyhawk?
Free Bitches.
Thieves Guild.
It's the same thing.
I guess I should ask you another one.
Yes, please.
What weapon was created by 7 Vati heroes in their war against the Queen of Chaos?
Did you try and pick one that I would know, or did you just pick one?
No, I picked the green ones because we've established that you're great at the
green
ones.
I already admitted I was wrong.
I've also mentioned this. I was originally going to use this as a plot device in our first campaign, but then decided not to. I literally named this magical item several times. Rod of...
Oh, it's the not moving one.
No.
No?
Why would that be it?
I don't know. That's the only rod I know.
You think that the immovable rod was the weapon that was created by 7 heroes
no.
in the war against the Queen of Chaos?
No.
The immovable rod.
No, I don't think that. It's just the only thing I know with
rod
in the name.
Just give me an adjective. Rod of...
Bitches.
What's the opposite? What's the opposite of chaos?
Lawful? Law?
Rod of law. I'm not going to give it to you, but you got there.
Give it to me.
Incorrect. What are you doing?
Yellow.
What are you doing?
Yellow.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to ask you whatever fucking question I want to then.
No!
In the 1997 book Dead Gods included 2 adventurers, Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. For which campaign setting?
Your mom's.
Planescape.
I could have bullshitted that.
What is the 2-syllable abbreviation that is often used for Acquisitions Incorporated?
AI?
Ack Inc. Ack Inc.
Ack Inc. That's...
We just gotta start stopping when we get there.
That's somebody's toddler for sure.
Blue, please. Ack Inc. A-C-Q-I-N-C.
What kind of creature is Nealor, an agent of Waterdeep's crime lord Xanathar, who specializes in the creation of intellectual devourers? Intellect devourers. My bad. It's been a long day. I'm
Run
covered in
back.
Paint. I'm covered in
no,
so much paint.
No, say the prompt again.
What kind of creature is Nealor? Guessing on that name.
Mind Flare.
Correct.
Yeah, let's go. I've played in Waterdeep a little bit. It's a Mind Flare. Fuck yeah. First try, let's go.
Fuck yeah.
I'm
concrete.
Winning now. I only need 2 more. And I got them all, bit. What do I need? I need cheese, and I need grass.
You should win this. You've played a lot longer than I have.
Yeah, but I know just as much lore as you do, if I'm being perfectly honest. I don't play Fantasy Dog.
Don't. Neither do I. You've still played the game. In the 1998 Return of the Tomb Raiders,
no.
what sinister settlement has been built on top
67.
Of...
67.
Wrong.
25.
Skull City.
Clansdale.
Skull City is a goofy ass name.
Clydesdale. Like the horse. Give me another one.
I'm looking. In what order were the original Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide, and Monster Manuals published? I'm fully showing you the answers.
I'm
getting a new one.
I
don't believe you.
I didn't look.
I
say it again.
Don't
say it again.
You.
Let me see if I can get it right. Madison?
If you get it right?
Calm
I'm
the fuck down,
bullshit.
Dog.
In what order were the original Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide, and Monster Manual published?
Monster Manuals first? Right? Yes. Player's Handbook, second. The Dungeon Master's Guide, third.
I'm not giving you anything.
Is that it?
What was it?
Monster's Manual, Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide.
You read it, you motherfucker.
I didn't.
There's no way.
I didn't.
There's no way. I know your brain.
I'm going.
I know your brain. No, you
nah,
know you cheated.
You fully
I
failed
can see
earlier.
It on your face.
You fully failed earlier. I'm like, oh, looks like I'm
I
going.
I can see your face.
Monster, please.
What kind of creature resembles a garment and can defend itself by creating illusory duplicates and phantasms?
Phantom Menace.
Cloaker.
Sure. That works too.
The phantasms mimic the cloaker.
The thing
actions.
That Doctor Strange wears.
Yes.
Yeah. Next.
No.
Next.
No, because you cheated.
I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat. I don't know what to tell you. I just get things right.
Does resurrection restore missing body parts?
No.
Yes.
Well.
Resurrection?
Revivified doesn't. Resurrection
correct.
Does.
Correct.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? Resurrection? You know, resurrection? That one?
I had to learn all of those spells because I kept dying.
Yeah, that sucks to be you, dog.
You killed me!
Roll again.
6. I already... Oh, I don't have this one. Purple.
Wildmount is a continent on which campaign world? You're not going to get it. I don't even know what this is. And that sucks.
What is this energy?
That sucks a lot, dog.
North America.
Try Zandria.
I kind of know that.
You're not going to get any.
Please, Robert, I landed on the one with the slice.
I didn't get any.
I landed on the one with the slice. Pick a new card.
Since you're so good at green, what magic...
Stop asking me green!
What
I admitted I was wrong!
What magic item allows you to create a non-magical object or terrain feature?
I didn't hear a word you said, my guy.
What magic item allows you to create a non-magical object or terrain feature by painting it on a surface?
Fucking chalk of...
Nolzer's Marvelous Pigments!
Guys, this is a plea. We gotta give them less goofy-ass names. Please.
Draw one. Cosmology, please. I'll take one for cosmology.
I hope it starts with In the Outer Planes. What city of Faerun, one of its busiest trade ports, serves as the political capital of Am?
I damn near wanted to say Baldur's Gate. But that ain't it. Waterdeep? That ain't it either.
Athcatala.
Sure.
Dumbass.
All right. Let's see how long it takes you to get off purple medicine.
No!
That's the energy we're playing with.
No!
Looks like we're going to be on purple for a while,
no!
buddy.
Let's go back to the
yeah, we're meeting the question.
The cooperative energy. They're all fucked.
Yeah, all the ones on the other one were also fucked.
Which plane of existence spawns demons?
Demons, as opposed to devil. It's the abyss, is it not? They speak abyssal. I don't know the plane name, though. I don't know the plane. Is it the abyss?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I think too hard about things. I only know this because there's a very specific difference between demons and devils, and that is that demons follow no hierarchy, are batshit, and only want to kill and eat and hurt things. Devils, on the other hand, are actually quite intelligent and follow a pretty strict social class. The biggest differentiation, well, the biggest mechanical difference between the two is demons are chaotic evil and devils are lawful evil. They fought a lot of devils, so I had to...
I've heard this specific speech about the difference between devils
it's
and...
It's a fun little fact to know.
It is.
Yeah, I got purple. Let's go.
I don't know if that's gonna... You already had purple.
I'm just moving past then. I need cheese and grass.
What shape-shifting creature with a German-derived name can...
German?
German.
German.
Can read surface thoughts and imperfectly impersonate a specific humanoid. Oh. Oh. Okay.
German?
Shape-shifting creature.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
German-derived name.
A lot of those.
Can read surface thoughts. That doesn't really matter for this in terms of us getting things correct. Can perfectly impersonate a specific humanoid. Like, if you look a lot like somebody, you could be a...
fucking look-alike? I don't... twin? Impersonator? Doppelganger. It's doppelganger.
Correct!
It's doppelganger. I got there. Doppelganger's my final answer.
They can take on the guise of any small or medium humanoid.
I'm rolling ones and twos, baby.
I just like that the world can see
yellow.
That I go out of my way to be nice to you while playing games, and you go out of your
way
to
match the
energy.
Fuck you. I match the energy.
You don't match the energy.
I do. Now that you've been nice, I'll be nice back.
Which appendix to the original Dungeon Master's Guide lists fantasy fiction sources that inspired D&D? Which appendix?
The Bible.
The Bible? I mean, the Bible might be in there, but it's appendix N.
What fucking nerd?
That's what I'm saying, dog!
Appendix N. Not to be mistaken with him.
I did say audibly when we were playing this the first time that this was giving me the ick for Dungeons & Dragons, which is a crazy thing, because it was, and like, not to dog on anyone who enjoys this stuff, but like,
ask me another one.
As the like appendix number and the page number for shit, the spell Revivify can restore life to a creature that has been dead for up to how long?
Oh, come the fuck.
You got this, man.
24 hours? 48 hours. An hour. 30 days. I cannot remember.
A minute.
A minute?
A minute.
Oh, Resurrection is the one that lasts.
Yeah, Revivify is like.
Damn. I thought Revivify was quicker than that, or longer. I thought it was like an hour.
No.
That shit sucks.
I'm going to double check. Yeah, no, 1 minute.
What is the term for the special mix of dialect, jargon, and code?
Thieves can't. Rogues...
Yep, there you go. I just thought I'd read that one till you got it. Roll.
I know thieves can't. I've never got to use thieves can't.
It's
almost
a dumb
all of my characters have it. Which way do I
green.
Need to go?
You need the last two. I need.
I don't need green.
Oh, never mind. You need cheese.
I need pink too.
Cheese and pink. You're equal distance from both.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yellow.
What was the first D&D product to ship with a 10-sided die?
One of the like little starter kits?
The 1981 basic set by Moldavi.
So I was right.
No. What the fuck?
I should have gotten several answers.
What the
this game correct.
Fuck? Huh? Okay, this is just kind of a guess it because you're not going to get the rest of these. Oh, I know, you might get this. Which ability measures natural athleticism, bodily power, and is important for barbarians, fighters, and paladins? It's an ability score.
I got that.
Say it then.
Ability for barbarians, paladins, and...
fighters.
Oh, strength.
Strength. Correct. Roll again.
5. Purple.
In the mythology of Xandria, humans, elves, and dwarves are believed to have come into being in which order? Humans, elves, and dwarves.
Elves, dwarves, humans.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct! Elves, dwarves, and humans. It's usually how it happens in mythology. Or sometimes dwarves and elves are mixed around.
Yeah. I feel like elves are always the oldest, and then they're like, some elves got short.
Those elves are always...
Now there's dwarves.
The thing they do with elves is they're always like, yeah, elves are God's favorite.
They're the, like...
No, they're the favorite of the gods because they live super long. They're perfect. They're pretty.
Yeah.
They're good at everything naturally.
I like making them all fucked up. Yeah. I didn't want 6. Fuck, I overshot.
Just stop there. Just stop there. That's what I've been doing.
Pink. Wait, you've been doing that the whole time?
No, I just recently started doing that.
Okay.
The danger at Dunwater.
Uh-uh.
The lizard folk
Pass.
Are preparing for a conflict
Pass.
With which
the lizard
group?
Folk? Like from the conspiracies?
In danger at Dunwater. The lizard folk are preparing for a conflict with which group? This is a guess-em.
The lizard
Bully
folk?
Bullywugs. Humans, merfolk, or Sahagin? Jessica Huygen.
Say it again. Say it again. I didn't get it the first time.
In Danger at Dunwater, the lizard folk, the lizard folk are preparing for conflict with which group? Bullywugs.
I love the name Bullywugs.
Humans, merfolk, or Sahagin, or Sahagin. This is a guess-em.
I know. I love whatever Bullywugs are.
Final answer, Bullywugs?
Yeah, I just like the
it's
name.
It's the Sahagin.
Bullywugs is such a fun name. I know if I Google them, they're going to be ugly, but, like, it's a fun name.
All right. One of the last questions on here. Which is not one of the spells that a cloud giant can cast innately?
I don't know anything about giants.
Windwalk, gaseous form, misty step, fog cloud. Think about
know,
the name.
I know. There was Misty Step. Cloud Walk. Was that not a spell?
Fog Cloud.
Misty Step.
Gaseous Form. And Wind Walk. Which of these can the Cloud Giant not cast innately?
They all sound that way. I'm gonna go Misty Step only because I lied. I'm not gonna go with Misty Step.
It's okay. Sometimes we fail and that's all right.
I want it to be known there was reasoning behind it being Misty Step is often linked to like elves.
See, my thought was which of these blows away a cloud?
That was gonna be my second pick. My first one was Misty Step only because so many elves.
My thought was clouds are kind of like mist because they're just dense with water.
Yeah.
Fog cloud, it's in the name. Gaseous form cloud. Windwalk, that's gonna blow them away. Is Windwalk? It's fucking stupid. All right, where's the dice? Thanks. Five.
Green.
That's you, dog. That's your job.
Shit.
Not mine.
What color is the innervating ray produced by the spell Ray of Enfeeblement?
Oh, fuck.
What color is
it? It's a sickly something.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is green. Green?
Black.
Damn it. Is that a green or black? Son of a bitch.
Ray of Sickness is green.
Right. Give me another.
Give
me a second chance. Put me back in there, coach.
What the fuck?
That's the question.
These
what
all
the
suck.
Fuck?
Do you want another card?
Nah, you can ask a question.
Which humanoids are the favorite prey of bullets? Not bullets like guns.
No, I know. Oh. Bullets as in the creatures that burrow up and are shaped like bullets. They're a Magic the Gathering card.
Yeah.
Wait,
what the fuck? Hang on. New question. In the 2004 computer game Forgotten Realms, Demonstone, which Shakespearean actor, who was later knighted, voiced Kelburn Aronson?
There aren't that many that have been knighted.
Shakespeare actor, knighted. We went to England.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, they think of British actors. British Shakespeare actors. You weren't in the Shakespeare class
no,
with us.
I wasn't, unfortunately. I feel like I would know this, but it's going to hurt my soul because I'm not going to get it.
You're going to get it, man. Come
I'm
on,
not
just
gonna
start.
Get it.
Who were knighted actors?
Fuck you. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't follow. This is easy for you. I don't follow either one of these scenes. Sir? Wait.
Well, you knew the sir.
Yeah, it's Sir something.
Because he was knighted.
Yeah. Well, no. But yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know what? Has he played in any movies?
Yeah, he was the shit in the...
He was the shit in something. God damn it. Well, my first thought was the butler that plays in Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thought. I feel like it's not him, though. Nah, you gotta give it to me.
He was the shit in the Emoji Movie.
I didn't watch the Emoji. What the fuck? You watched the Emoji Movie?
Yeah.
Are you five?
No, it was...
Who's the character, or who's the person?
It's Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh, fuck off.
I know! I thought you were gonna get...
get that.
Could have said X-Men. He played, that's like his, one of his most iconic roles, is the bald man in the chair.
Correct.
God damn it.
But to me, he will be the poop emoji.
You think of Sir Patrick Stewart as the shit emoji?
Yes,
over
because
fucking Professor
because
X?
Because
X-Men?
Because when because when the Emoji Movie was coming out, I was really into Jax Films, and Jax Films was doing like a whole bit about it. And like, I just remember vividly being, why the fuck is Sir Patrick Stewart signed on to this project? And that is like, I
the
arguably...
Emoji Movie. The Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
Over
I saw
anything
it.
Else he's ever been in.
I saw it. I have younger cousins. I couldn't give it to you that easy, first of all. I thought you were going to get that. Legitimately, I thought you were going to get that. And you're about to be a dick about whatever comes next.
No, I'm reading you the question that corresponds to the color
Bullshit.
You're on.
Bullshit.
Pink, right there. It starts with the word Slither Swamp.
It
Slither Swamp.
It starts with what?
Vanrick Doom. Trobriand's Graveyard and Mad Wizard's Lair are all names of levels in which massive dungeon? What is the opposite of over?
The under.
All right, first word under. The second, making a blank out of a molehill.
Mountain.
Put the two together.
The under mountain.
Correct.
Dungeon.
Merry Christmas. Roll.
Yay! Wait, I get my pink!
You're welcome. I'm letting you in so I can go home and sleep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Roll again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll again. Holy shit. 1.
The Ring of Shooting Stars allows the wearer to cast
so
which
pretty.
Two spells without expending charges? You have to name both.
Spells. My first instinct was Dancing Lights, but that's a cantrip. That's not a spell.
What did we establish in the very beginning of this episode? Cantrips are what?
Yeah, I know.
No, cantrips are what?
Level zero. So does that count? Is Dancing Lights one of them?
And what else?
Light?
Correct. Dancing Lights and Light.
That I can we put that in
You're
the
welcome.
Next game. I love that. The name of that. That's so fucking cute.
What 1980 compendium of non-player characters gave statistics for Mordenkainen, Tenser, Bigby, and other famous characters?
Oh,
who is Mordenkainen from?
Mordenkainen's Book of...
Oh, yeah, I know who Mordenkainen is.
That's what that was what my answer was going to be.
What's the book? The Rogues Gallery.
Fuck off.
The world of Xandria has how many...
Fuck off! Stop it! I don't give a fuck about Xandria!
How many moons?
No!
How many moons?
Three!
It was two.
Fuck you!
I'm on green. Give
You're
me
copying
green.
Tatooine!
Give me green. We're both going to be stuck on yellow for a half hour.
Correct. What is the duration of the spell Regenerate?
Why do you keep giving me these?
Come on.
It's either Outer Planes or bullshit that starts with RE and it's a fucking amount of time. An hour.
Yeah!
Yeah! Give me green, motherfucker. I got my grass. Now I need cheese. Cheese! 4. Cosmology. I'll eat it. I swear to God, I'll eat it on camera.
Now I want to look through for...
No.
I'm not...
What's it say?
What is the name of the dragon queen, the chief deity of evil dragon kind?
Tiamat.
Correct.
Yeah! Tiamat, let's go. Fuck yeah. Concrete.
That's the most bro-y thing
Give
you
me yellow.
Said. What Midwestern...
No.
What Midwestern town was TSR, the original publisher of D&D, headquartered in?
Midwestern.
You're not getting
I live
this.
There. Is it any name of a city
You're
I
not,
would know?
No.
Peru.
No.
What is it?
Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Lake Geneva? Wisconsin? I guess Wisconsin is... Yeah, whatever.
I like the capital of Wisconsin.
Question,
do you know the capital of Wisconsin?
Give me another question.
Do you know the capital of Wisconsin?
No, I don't know the capital of Wisconsin.
Madison.
I don't give a shit. Ask me another question.
That was mean.
That was mean.
No, because this is too easy and I don't want to end it right now.
I literally gave you the answer earlier.
But yeah, but you're going to win
the
game.
I said, what's
the
opposite of over?
You're going to win the game.
Making a one out of a molehill. Just ask the fucking question, no hints.
What are the three types of possible components used in spellcasting, abbreviated as VSNM?
VSNM. Somatic. Oh my god.
Bro.
Visual, right? There's a visual component, there's a somatic component, VSNM. Material.
Verbal.
Verbal, damn. Right.
Silence and all that.
Yeah, son of a bitch. See? I can get it. Fucking Brennan uses that shit all the goddamn time. Oh, that's a verbal component. You can't use that because you have a fucking gag in your mouth. Shit's crazy. I've never thought once to pull that out.
Bullshit! You have pulled that out on me!
Yeah, are your hands duct taped together?
No, you've done it with audio shit, with like verbal components during the one fight because you were trying to hide that one of the when bad guy was casting spells in front of another party member and trying to keep that shit hidden.
Which online platform hosted 1991 Neverwinter Nights networked D&D game?
D&D Beyond?
AOL. AOL.
Jail. I don't like this laugh.
In Mythology of Xandria.
Fuck off! God!
What is the term for the ancient elemental titans that rose from...
Why are you doing this?
Deep beneath the
what
earth.
What is this bit?
It's not a bit. I got hit with Outer Realms 25 times. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't give a piss!
What's the alternate name for a titan? What are titans known for in traditional Greek mythology?
Earth.
What are they?
They're the god birthers. Right. Like
there's a name for something that comes before everything else. Some people like to say the blank blank soup.
Primordial.
There you go.
Primordial.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
I win!
You're not nice to me. I'm not going to let you win this one.
I gave you the...
No, you don't win. Now you got to get back to the center.
Oh.
And that's how the official game is played, motherfucker. Roll. I'm not just going to hand it to you that easy.
I don't like your energy anymore.
One. Which character class is a master of martial combat skill with a variety of weapons and armor? Come on, dog.
Fighter.
There you go.
Two.
What is the name of the grim cutthroat outpost on the banks of the underground river Saragoth, accessible from the third level of Undermountain? Hey, it's your old friend Undermountain.
Purple.
No. Ask me another one. Yellow.
What medieval fantasy war game rules did Gary Gygax publish in 1971 before D&D?
Warhammer 40K.
Close. Chainmail.
Next
I'll
question.
Ask you another one.
Thanks.
What school of magic creates false images or sensations?
Illusory. Illusion.
Yes. Illusion.
Illusion.
You get your little cheese slice.
I got my cheese. I got cheese, grass,
roll.
Water, whatever the fuck purple is, whatever orange is, and bubblegum.
Roll.
Yoink. A tree. Howdy, partner.
What does the 1979 Dungeon Master's Guide call a hireling who carries torches or lanterns for adventurers?
Torch boy?
A link boy.
Link boy? Give me another question. Link boy is crazy.
God, these are so easy. Name three of the six main types of giants.
You hill, fucking frost, love fire. Your giants. Hill, frost, fire, storm. Let me see if I can get them all. There's six?
Yeah.
Hill, frost, fire. Oh my god. Hill, frost, fire, cloud, storm. Oh, fuck. What's the last one?
Gargoyles.
Earth? Stone? Stone? Eh, it was close. I don't know why I know so many different types of giants.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
I've never played with them.
You seem to know so fucking much about giants.
Yeah, I have a giant deck in Magic the Gathering. Or at least I did for a while, so that was kind of part of it.
Okay.
Trying to collect them all like Pokemon. All right, now the way that the center works is you get to ask me any one question on the thing.
This is going to be a stalemate for both of us.
Yeah, because we're going to ask each other what was the 1997 name for the fucking Pixelottle.
You might,
Just ask.
In the cover image of the 1978 Player's Handbook, which of the statue's gemstone eyes is being stolen, the left or the right?
The left.
Right.
No, I was so close to winning.
Our dice tower is that, which is why I asked.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought that there was a slight chance, like that was in the realm of possibilities.
No, that's valid. Is that really what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
I'm with you.
No. In Xandria. I thought you were done throwing stuff.
I didn't throw, because there's a camera.
How many mortals have ascended to godhood in Xandria?
In Xandria. 3.
1.
Fuck off.
In the Age of Arcanum, a mortal mage challenged and replaced the god of death.
Hey, that sounds familiar. It's the same shit that happened in Theros.
It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, the
Nobody
mortal...
replaced anybody.
Huh?
Nobody replaced anybody.
No, he became his own thing, but...
Oh, yeah, no, mortal tricking. He escaped death and then became death.
A god, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. A little.
I remember his lore.
A little. It's kind of how it worked.
I mean, he lost his personality and his, like, face, but...
Yeah. Next. Ask me a question. I'll be here all night.
Well, I'm not asking that.
I'm not asking you that.
Okay. Here we go. What 2012 board game has players take on the roles of the mysterious rulers of a city in the Forgotten Realms?
Waterdeep.
Lords of Waterdeep.
I swear to fucking Christ if you don't count that shit. We played it the other night. And you knew what game I was referring to when I said it.
I just want to put it out there.
Oh, you didn't give me specific wording. Here's your business.
You said, if someone asks you for 10, what are they asking for? And I said, money. And you went, no, gold. I'm just putting that out there.
There are 16 different kinds of money. And you
know
said
what the fuck I
money.
Meant. You know what?
You said money.
I'm giving you the point. I want that to be known. I just wanted to be a little bit of a bitch about it.
I win. I'll ask you another one. I'll ask you this one because you would have gotten it. I didn't ask you this first question because I didn't want you to win.
I know.
Which ability score measures awareness, intuition, and insight and is important for clerics and druids?
Wisdom.
Congratulations. You win second.
Don't congratulations. You win second. There's two of us.
You win second. What kind of creature must be slain by a young Githyanki in their rite of passage to adulthood?
A lich. I can't tell what this. Fucking. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. I'm having a stroke. Mind flare. Jesus.
A mind flare, correct.
Yeah. No, I told you it was a stroke.
A mind flare.
I know what those are. I know what those are.
So, anyways, we
I don't know
to
a lot, but I know a little.
To prove that. To run a game of Dungeons and Dragons or to play in one, you don't
or
need
to
know,
have a podcast about one.
Or to have a podcast about one. You don't have to know anything about the original lore unless it's all five out of the six types of fucking giants for some reason. Or not know anything about the Outer Planes.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything about Xandria.
Basically, our fun little moral of the story is this game is truly a whatever you make of it thing. Because I can tell you the amount of times that we've encountered any of the things that we talked about.
You have to be the sweatiest BO rank motherfucker.
You can't say that!
The kind of people that would know the answer to every one of these questions, though, are the kind of people that, like, this is their life. And there's nothing wrong with
that. Those are the kind of people that have harassed me in game stores before.
So anyways, we're going to end the episode there. Thank you all for tuning in to another
episode. You're valid,
though.
Just, like, maybe be nice to women
sometimes.
We'll
talk. See you next Thursday.
Bye.